Thank you for holding. Is this Austin?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Austin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, showing me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. But did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any like specific questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Nope. She explained that.
Okay. Yeah, she's one of my better representatives. I've been working with her for some years now. All right. Well, the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available for a general contractor in your area. Have you ever looked up your services on Google just to kind of see what your potential customers are saying?
No, I have not. I was explaining to Tara that our website isn't finished being built yet, so that's
okay.
Not up. I do have the domain,
mm-hmm.
so I haven't searched it. So.
Mm-hmm. Is there something, are you guys running into a particular hurdle with the website and getting that built?
No, just time. It's been only a couple weeks since I've purchased the domain.
Gotcha. Yeah, we have a professional graphic design team here. We actually will build the site for you. We don't charge at all for the site. We could actually list you on the first page without the website at all, but the major benefit to you is the placement. You know, if you spend a
mm-hmm.
bunch of money on a very nice site, but it's not being seen at the moment people are searching for a general contractor, then you basically lose out on a lot of opportunity there.
Right.
The benefits of placement. I've placed people with just a call button and no website, and they still tend to get calls and job opportunities from the placements. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the huge part. But our company, we're a Google partner company, so we're not focused solely on just getting you on the first page of Google. That's pretty easy. We don't call out unless we have those positions available. But one of the new business, like yours, we would actually list you on multiple different directories. We put you on the first page of Bing. You'd be on Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'd be on the Apple Safari search engine, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Facebook with Facebook ads. The idea here is every business is different, so we try to figure out what is best for your particular company. You know, just because something works good for one general contractor in the area doesn't necessarily mean it'll work best for you, and vice versa. Some things are going to work better for you than work for them. So the idea here is to cover all your bases online, kind of be like a one-stop shop for you and figure out what's going to get your phone ringing with the most qualified job opportunities and kind of attack that so that way we can be a long-term marketing partner of yours. The package that Tara requested that has all these things is called the Platinum Package. It's usually $499 with the website, everything included. But with that new in business credit that she's requesting for you, I can actually reduce the rate to just $299. And then I could lock that in. So that way you keep that deal as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change on you.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's no other like lead fees or click fees or call fees throughout the month. It's just one-time payment each month. That's it.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then, so the domain name, you own the domain? Like you bought it outright and you have the receipt or the paperwork for it?
I have the receipt for it, yes.
Okay. And then Google does like a three-step verification. Once you're Google verified, you never have to get re-verified again unless you move to a different area. But
mm-hmm.
they send you a letter in the mail. I don't know if you've heard of this before. And then there's a little five-digit number on the back of it we'll need from you when that comes in. That's how you get the little red dot on the map. And then there's a form that you have to fill out. And it'll ask you for various things like license, insurance, business registration, photos of the workplace, things like that. And you fill
mm-hmm.
that out to the best of your abilities, and you send that in to Google. It's pretty easy. It's just a digital form you could fill out from your phone there. And then there's a interview that they'll do. It's a over the phone interview just to customize the campaign. So it'll go over like your ideal customers, what keywords we're targeting, the areas that you want to show up in. And so once that's completed, then we can actually do the optimization to place you on the first page, right? But people will always be able to look you up, see your business. If they look you up by name, be able to see your reviews, see your website and everything that we've built for you, whether you're doing the first page placement or not. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So if this is something that you want to give a shot, I got to create the Google business profile and then send out your verification form. Also get you the Google verification form to fill out and schedule the interview. Is this something you could see a value in doing or you want to move forward with?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me create your account here. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed, Austin. Did you want to use the phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah. Would I be able to change the phone number in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll have my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service. So anytime you want to make a change to your account, you could always call it in. We also have a tracking system and app that you can go in there and you can manually do it if you prefer to do it that way too. So you'll have the ability to access and change your listings as well.
Okay.
But as of right now, this is the best number?
Yeah, this number's fine.
Okay. And then for that PIN verification letter in the mail, what's the street address that I could send that to?
1229 Nottingham, Nottingham Road.
Okay.
Amelia.
Found it. And it's 45102?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And your last name?
Meenach, Meenach.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send a receipt, an outline of the agreement, and a copy of your verification form?
That's austin@resurrectionconst.com.
Okay. ResurrectionConst.com, update, accepted. Okay. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
I'll just do 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Are we going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Do Monday through Friday for now.
Okay. I can set Saturday and Sunday as like by appointment only. That way they could still call you, but it's up to you if you actually want to go help them or
right.
schedule them out during the week.
Yeah. So you can put by appointment only for a Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and then we can help you with the site. Do you already have a logo developed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And then my dad is actually in marketing, so he was going to build my site for me.
Okay, either way works. We just want to have it the domain name attached to the Google business profile. That way if they click on that little website icon, it can automatically navigate them there. What's the domain name?
It's resurrectionconst.com.
Okay, just like the email?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. Okay, yeah. We're under construction. Please check back for an update soon. Okay. So this is going to be hyperlinked. So any updates that he makes or once he finalizes it, it'll automatically be attached and will publish in real time.
Okay, cool.
All right. An update. And then if you guys do ever need help with it, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And then we also have 24/7 customer service. If you let us know what they need or give them access to it, or they'll be able to go in there and help you. There's no extra charge for those services. That's just something we do for our clients who want to make sure their website's representing them properly and easily accessible to the potential prospect.
Okay.
Okay. We do ask that you send in your logo. We're going to have this attached to all your online listings just for branding reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message here. I've already sent my number over, but I'm going to send this email address to you. And any other photos that you want to use for your Google business profile or the Facebook page, you can send them all to that email and we'll upload them accordingly.
Okay.
All right. And then we do want to schedule a client interview with you just to further customize your campaign. This is an over-the-phone verification process. Usually it takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Let's see. Do you guys do anything on Saturdays?
Oh, no. We could do today. Yeah, okay. The latest appointment would be 6 and 7, or we could do any time tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay. I'm going to go calendar real quick.
Okay. Yeah, and we're going to send a calendar invitation to your email, and then they also text you 1 hour prior to as a heads up. Reminder.
Okay. Let's do, you said 7 o'clock today is available?
Yeah, 6 to 7 Eastern Standard is available.
Six to 7.
Yeah, yeah, it would start at about 6 o'clock.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay. Let me go ahead and create your calendar invitation here. Pretty easy stuff, though, Austin. It's all general knowledge information. They're going to want to go over, like, each service that you provide and want to be listed for, and then the area that you cover. They just want to make sure we're listing in the right areas, not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then they'll ask for, like, mission statement, company slogan, simple things like that, just to help us further brand the business.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can do that with card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It will be, the card is under business name and my name. Yeah, it's under business name and my name.
Okay, perfect. And then, again, you spell your last name M-E-E-N-A-C-H. That's how I have it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Correct.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4177.
4177.
9500.
9500.
9795.
9795.
1474.
1474. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1229.
12 of 29. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
455.
Okay. And then we do have a security question for your account with us. This is so we can verify your identity or vice versa. If one of our reps contacts you and you want to make sure it's actually from Local Splash, you can ask them the security question. You have 3 options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do the first pet's name.
Okay, and what was your first pet's name?
Titan.
I like it. Okay. Like, remember the Titan. All right. Save. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification, and we will send over everything in writing, as well as your receipt, your Google verification form, and your username and password for your tracking system. Now, if I say anything during this voice verification recording that you do not agree with or don't understand, go ahead and stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Austin. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Resurrection Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Austin Munich, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Shouldn't need anything else. I put you on a platinum bundle, but if you're going to add something online, just double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. It says your non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 19th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew every month on the 19th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to process the payment here, and then everything's going to come over to you in writing. So hang on the line with me. I just want to make sure you get all your paperwork, and then we'll basically be good to go until that client interview. Yeah, this is going to be a game changer for you. I don't know if you've ever had another business before and done Google advertising, but usually this is where businesses take off, is when they finally have their name out there on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's always a good thing to make sure that if they're looking, they can find you.
Yeah, in this email, do I get all the information of, like, I believe it was like the 7 search engines that it would be on?
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. That describes everything.
Yeah. So here, I'm going to show it to you. That's why we don't just like disconnect. I want to make sure you know you have access to it, because you have to sign off on it too. And then there's also the Google verification form. And you don't have to fill it out necessarily right now, but I want you to know how to get to it. So that way when you are able to fill it out, you know how to get through it. So you should have some text messages that came through already.
I did, and I'm looking at the invoice on my email right now.
Okay, there should be a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms with your number.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yeah. If you click on that, I'll resend it to you manually.
I clicked on it, and it says I need a username and password.
Oh. Usually it doesn't go to that page until you've already signed it, which is kind of interesting. Okay. Bear with me for a
minute. In text messages?
I texted them and emailed them to you, unless you prefer to not have both of them. But I have it set up to send to both, just in case.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes if you're in like a bad signal area, we've had people not receive the text, so we always do the email as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I resent the link to you for your initial invoice. You should be able to click on it, and it'll have the outline of the agreement there in writing on the shortened link. It'll be my.localsplash.com/terms/phone number, 513-504-3729.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to come through.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is unusually slow. So I'm going to proceed to manually send these. You may end up getting them twice. Just because the automation might be slow doesn't mean it won't send it at all.
It did it as a text message, so I just clicked on it in my text message thread.
Okay. Can you actually see it? Does it say like local splash terms of experience, or is it still taking you to the login page?
Nope, it says the terms of experience.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So this is everything outlined here. So it'll go through your Google Business Optimization, all the directory submissions there, Google Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, the My Site custom website, if that's applicable, Facebook business page, Facebook ads, Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, Yelp Ads. It goes into everything, Google Workplace. So this will have a full breakdown of all the products and features. There's a billing section. It'll go over the cost with the discounted pricing structure that I gave you and how the cost breaks down. And then it'll go over cancellation. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to accept text messages and certify that it was actually you that authorized the transaction and are the holder of the card. There's two little boxes that you check there, and then you sign your first and last. And so there's a hard copy of this sent over to your email as well, so you always have it on file. Everything that we're doing for you for the price, even though it's month to month and you can cancel any time, it's good business practice just to document everything. And then also the Google verification form. Did you get another text message that came through by chance?
I did. I was just reading through this terms of experience.
Okay. Take your time. I want to make sure you're comfortable there. I'm not in any kind of rush. I just didn't know if you were. And it looks like they sent the invitation for the client. Oh, you already accepted the client interview with the representative. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That's all lined up. And so there are parts of this service agreement where maybe it's not applicable to you. Like, for example, the My Site. That's not going to be applicable to you because you already have your own domain.
Okay.
Insight.
I hit accept or confirm. I think it was confirm signature. It took me back to the username and password.
Okay. The username and password should be there by now. Usually the username is your phone number, and then they'll give you a temporary password that you can change once you log in there.
Okay.
Looks like the temporary password is BMedia, BEMEDIA.
Yep.
Okay. And what was that?
Do you want me to go ahead and log into that?
No, it's just so you know how to get into it. It's going to be pretty blank right now until we get all these other things up and running. So that's probably the least of our concerns at this time. Once the clients start coming in, though, it's a good way to keep track of them and where they're coming from. And you'll have recordings in there, so that way you're not losing track of who you did what for and, you know, all your clients that are being generated by the service. We also have an app they'll send you to later on so you could download it, and then you can log into it that way. It's just a good way to make your life easier as a business owner, especially if you don't have a secretary or somebody keeping track of it all.
Right.
but there is the Google Business Profile Optimization form, and that's what I want to show you. That's very important here. So this one will say local splash, and then it says Austin to get your Google Business Profile verified. Google may require some additional information to proceed further. And then there's a link there. It says, please reply to the email we just sent or fill out the form here. This is in your text messages. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google in the link.
All right. So the last email I got, it talks about to get your Google Business Profile verified.
Yep, that's it. And there's a link in there.
Okay.
Click on that.
Log into your client dashboard.
Oh, what the heck? It's telling you. Everything that you look at through your email seems to lead you there. I noticed that. That's kind of interesting.
This is to provide us with the required documents, please log into your client dashboard.
Here, I'll manually send the link over again here so you could just click on it in your text messages.
Okay.
It should automatically send to your text too.
Yeah, it did. I just.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's best to.
Docs.google.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely it. And then the form, it's pretty easy. It's all self-explanatory. You just kind of fill it out step by step here. If some of these documents you need time to get to, totally fine. Sometimes it takes business owners like 2 to 3 days just to fill out the verification form and gather everything. But try to do as best you can on it, okay? Once you submit it, it'll go to the Google headquarters. If there's anything that they're missing, they'll call you. So they'll do a video call as long as you check the box that you're okay with the video call, and they'll just verify the listing over the phone. And confirm everything with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. Just to keep things simple, all we want you to focus on is Google verification and then be available for your client interview this afternoon between 6 and 7, and we'll just kind of take it step by step from there. We'll walk you through everything as we're getting it all set up. Once everything's set up and running, we'll kind of back off a little bit. You know, we'll just be here as you need us, but we want to let you focus on, you know, taking care of these people and get as good of reviews as you can.
Gotcha. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
It has my, at the very top, it shows my Gmail account. Do I want to, is that okay to leave it like that, or should I switch the account?
Should be fine, as long as the other stuff matches up, like your address and your first and last name, the business name. We'll be able to piece it together. So will they.
Okay.
A lot of times, it just shows you that, Austin, because that's probably the email that you're already logged into on your device.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just saying, hey, is it okay if we access this? And the cookies kind of like pick it up. But it's fine. As you fill it out, you know, your first and last name, you got a pretty unique last name, and then with the business name and the address and everything, the AI
I'll put my business email where it's asking for my email in the docs.
Yeah, that works too. I mean, whichever you're most comfortable with, but we'll definitely be able to figure it out, and so will the people at the Google headquarters, you know. So.
Okay. So real quick, I use DuckDuckGo as my internet server.
Mm-hmm.
Would that show up on
we
there?
We don't do a DuckDuckGo submission, no. We have some of my reps in here, they always talk about DuckDuckGo. Google's still the number one search engine in the world. I do understand DuckDuckGo, how it doesn't have maybe all the security measures that Google has on it, so you can definitely find things that you don't normally see on the regular search results. We're partnered with Google. DuckDuckGo is a separate search engine that doesn't have a pre-existing relationship with Google, Bing, or Amazon Alexa, or Apple Safari, so it is a separate platform. They're kind of more connected with the Yahoo stuff.
Gotcha. So I go into Google, and I just, we do windows and doors.
Right.
So I just type in windows and doors, Cincinnati. And from what Tara was telling me, there's five spots that come up on the front page.
typically three next to the map for Google Places. Occasionally there can be more if it's a high demand area and those guys are typically booked out. It could change. But it's typically three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And wouldn't I be one of those three or be?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but okay, it's going to be for your 15 keywords. So the whole point of your client interview this afternoon between 6 and 7 is to establish those keywords. But we have a system called Google Analytics. It'll let us see, like, what people search the most. And then, obviously, we're going to use your input on what services you provide. So that way we're listing you for not just the services you provide, but the ones that we know are getting the most traffic and job opportunity.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a guessing game. You know, it's a customized, targeted marketing strategy, and we want to make sure that the calls you're getting are within the area that you're willing to go to, and they had to have looked up the services you provide in order to even get your number and call you to begin with.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to working with you. Like I said, you know, this is going to be a real game changer for you. I've worked with a lot of people over my 12 years, and a lot of them tell me they weren't even profitable until they started doing this. So. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you have my direct number and extension. We also offer 24/7 customer service available to you. That number is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I will let you get back to the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call between 6 and 7.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right, Austin. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.